This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Cinema Chat. Governor Gretchen Whitmer yesterday held a press conference, and many in the public thought that she was going to announce the reopening of movie theaters, among other things. That did not come to pass. On the other end of the WEMU phone line this morning is Russ Collins. He's the executive director of both the Michigan and the State Theaters in Ann Arbor, and he is my co-host for Cinema Chat. Were you surprised that the announcement did not come yesterday, Russ?
Well, these days there isn't too much that can be surprising because everything's surprising, but we were anticipating some kind of guidance, and that guidance is yet to come. So we'll see what happens. We do hope that we're going to be able to open to some degree in September, maybe with the personal history of David Copperfield, which you may have seen advertised on television. It's playing in a lot of theaters around the country. Many theaters are open around the country and around the world. But it is definitely a different time. We're also mourning, along with a lot of other people, the passing of Chadwick Boseman.
That was definitely a surprise.
The wonderful actor who played the Black Panther, but also played other African-American icons, real-life icons like Jackie Robinson and Thurgood Marshall. And at 43 years old, what a tremendous talent and what a tremendous loss and tragedy. Make sure you take care of yourself, because it is really tough when you lose somebody.
He was only 43 years old.
Absolutely, absolutely. And by all accounts, a tremendous person and obviously a very, very talented man. So we're going to miss Chadwick Boseman, and we'll give best wishes to his family and friends and celebrate his work and his short life as best we can.
But, well, as difficult as the pandemic has been on the film industry and its exhibitors, I'm sure that Mr. Boseman would encourage people to help support the industry by watching as many movies as possible, however you may have to go about it. So the Michigan Theater Virtual Movie Palace continues.
That's right. And last week we opened a film called Vinyl Nation, which was actually put together by an Ann Arbor native, Kevin Smokler. He now lives in the Bay Area, but he literally grew up in Ann Arbor and was a big fan of the Michigan State Theater, and we've had him here before. He's an author, a really interesting guy. But he and his co-director, Chris Boone, put together a documentary about the resurgence of vinyl records. And last night, we did a Facebook Live with Kevin Smokler and Chris Boone. That was run by our wonderful film programmer, Nick Alderink. And if you go to the Michigan Theater website or go to the Michigan Theater Facebook page, you can check out that discussion, which was really, really interesting about vinyl record stores or record stores all over the country that they visited. And obviously the film is playing on the Michigan Theater website, michtheater.org, Vinyl Nation. So go check out the interview, go check out the film. You'll be very gratified about that. This week we're opening three new films, a film called Represent, which is a documentary about three women who ran for office in various parts of the country. One of the women ran for mayor of Detroit. And it's each of their stories as they essentially tilt at windmills to a certain degree because they're definitely political outsiders that have a vision and a passion to make a difference in their communities. And we're talking about big cities like Detroit. We're talking about a farming community, and we're talking about a suburb. So there's three different women that run in these various elections around the country. And it's a fascinating documentary about the passion of citizens who want to make a difference in the world that they live in. And it's really an amazing piece. So Represent opens tomorrow. As does Nomad, The Footsteps of Bruce Chadwick. Bruce Chadwick was a close friend and a world traveler of Werner Herzog. So Werner Herzog, that wonderful filmmaker that's done a lot of different kinds of documentary and narrative films, and he had this friendship with this travel writer by the name of Bruce Chatwick. And he passed away a couple years ago. But it's about his passion and the way that he did his travel writing. And he literally walked all over the world. I mean, he traveled in planes and boats and all kinds of things as well. But he really experienced the world on the ground. And we're talking about all over the world, all kinds of different people, different cultures, different people and countries at various levels of development. And it is a fascinating and beautiful documentary. It's a one of the critics, the Rolling Stone, said, unforgettable character and National Geographic worthy landscape shots. It really is a beautiful film and a very compelling documentary about a very interesting guy. And obviously Werner Herzog, a consummate filmmaker, has really put together a piece that's interesting about an interesting character.
And what about Midnight Traveler?
Yeah, Midnight Traveler has 100% positive reviews on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, that doesn't happen.
It's not too much, absolutely. And it's about a man who has a bounty on his head. The Taliban has put a bounty on his head. And he's forced to flee his country with his wife and two daughters. And it's a journey, a haunting and difficult journey for this family as they go through the dangers of being a refugee seeking asylum and the love of that family as they face these difficulties. Midnight Traveler also opens tomorrow.
Well, when you get a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, you almost have to watch it. It becomes incumbent upon you. You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Russ Collins. And still some films around that perhaps folks haven't seen yet?
Yeah, so last week, we didn't talk about this much last week, but a film called Made in Bangladesh is it sounds like it's a documentary, but it's actually a dramatic film about a woman in Bangladesh who fled her village because her family was about to, as a child, they were about to marry her off to a middle-aged man. She fled to the big city and now at 23 years old is living is working in a textile factory. And it's just extremely, extremely difficult work. And then there's a fire in the factory. So she decides that she's going to union organize the workers in Bangladesh. And if you think about the American manufacturing world at the beginning of the 20th century, the late 18th, early 19th century.
A whole lot of worker abuse.
Yeah, with sweatshops and factories really building up. And that's when the union movement kind of happened there. And this is a kind of a similar story. Of her working.
So if you saw the movie Norma Rae, it's kind of like that in a different setting.
That's right, completely different setting, but exactly. That's completely true. So it's about her journey and about the difficulties that she faces as a woman and a union organizer. The Hollywood Reporter says, as you look behind the T-shirt you just bought for sale at $9.99 at the Gap, the human labor, sweat, and suffering that went into it definitely deserves wider attention. This film deserves wider attention. So Made in Bangladesh is currently playing, as is a film called Epicentro, which is a documentary film that's totally fascinating. It's about Cuba. It's about the 120-year history of Cuba, really focusing on the history since 1898. Now, 1898 was the year that the Maine was exploded in the
USS warship?
Yeah, exactly. And the Spanish-American War was started with the phrase "Remember the Maine." And 1898 is also the year that film exhibitions first started in the United States.
Huh.
So the filmmaker actually draws this analogy between the 20th century coming into and all of the changes that happen in Cuba throughout the 20th century and the development of the aesthetic and the communication potential of cinema and how these two things kind of grew up arbitrarily together. It fantasizes about the ideal period, the utopian Cuba of the early 20th century before the revolution in the 1950s, and and before a lot of the corporate stuff that went on there. But Epicentro was a very interesting documentary by Academy Awards nominated filmmaker Homer Cooper. And again, vinyl, you should go check it out. Last week, we opened a film called Mr. Soul, which was about a PBS TV show called Soul that really, in between 1968 and 1973, focused on Black literature, poetry, music, politics.
It was absolutely groundbreaking, yeah.
It was a seminal TV show. Fascinating host by the name of Ellis Hazlitt, who is a fascinating character. This film was very, very well reviewed, and you really, really want to check out Mr. Soul, currently playing on the Michigan Theater Virtual Movie Palace at michtheater.org.
Well, Russ Collins, thank you so much for your time today. I look forward to our conversation next week.
Well, day by day, we're getting closer and closer to being able to go to movies again. So we'll look forward to seeing you and everybody at the Michigan State Theater sometime soon.
This is 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.